I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level.
Quick, Quiet, Quell. Written and read by Molly Moore. "Quick," she said as she took my hand and pulled me into the cubicle with her, latching the door behind me. And quick she was, a flurry of hands and bodies, her lips on mine as she pressed me up against the wall, her tongue snaking into my mouth, her kisses urgent and demanding, her body pressing into mine, grinding up against me as if she just couldn't get enough of me. As her mouth found my neck, my eyelids fluttered open, and I watched her, us, in the fitting room mirror. It was one of those rooms with three mirrors, you know, one behind us and two more on either side. The only part of this tiny room that didn't reflect an image of us back to me was the door. She shrugged off her coat, tugging the scarf from around her neck as she pulled at my clothes. For a moment I just stood there, frozen still by her activity, but then I grabbed her face and pulled her back up to my mouth, kissing her back. Her hands fumbled between us, and somehow she managed to find her way through the layers of my clothes and unbutton my skirt. Her hands felt cold on my breasts, but she didn't care. She didn't say anything as she pulled one of them from the cup of my bra and bent her head to take my nipple into her mouth. The contrast between the cold and then the hot and the way she tugged and twisted my nipple beneath her teeth made me gasp at the sheer intensity. And over her shoulders, there we were, her head bent to my breast, my shirt half open, my mouth open in response. Lovers, her and me. She sunk to her knees in front of me, gathering up the patterned layers of the long ruffled skirt I was wearing. "Can you be quiet?" she asked, as her hand trailed down the inside of my thigh and lifted my leg. I wobbled on one leg, reaching out to the wall beside me to steady myself, but then she placed my foot down on the little seat that was attached to the wall beneath the mirror. She reached in and tugged at my knickers, pulling them to one side. I could feel the air touch the heat of me, making me conscious of my wetness. She brought her face right close to my cunt, and I could hear her breathe in. "You smell," she states in a matter-of-fact way. I can feel a little blush of shame rise in my cheeks. She chuckles. I'm sure she knows the effect her words will have on me, even though there is no way she can see my face from where she is, so close to me that I can feel the warmth of her breath on my thigh, on the soft curls of my pubic hair, on... Oh, I can't help it. A little groan escapes my lips as her tongue finds my clit. She whispers into the folds of my cunt, and I cover my mouth with my hand. My muscles inside my cunt tighten in anticipation, or is it need? I want to feel her mouth on me, and her fingers thrusting up into my needy cunt. I want her to make me come here in this changing room, with the sounds of the shop filling the air beyond the little door. I watch in the mirror, wide-eyed at myself, skirt tucked up round my waist, my foot hitched up on the seat, my cunt exposed to her, and I clamp my hand down harder over my mouth, trying to quell the cries that want to burst from me as she fucks me expertly with her hand and her mouth until I come in a silent shudder. Just for her. If you enjoyed this story, you can find more of my writing at mollysdailykiss.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.